Hello and welcome to another episode of Amoluabi Podcast. My name is Joseph Kolawole Ola.
And I am Anola. Nice to meet you.
Nice to have you. We've been away for a while, but nice to be back.
6 months, because
and we are back with a proverb on stinginess or being stingy. It goes like this. Ile awon ogbaun odede awon ogbalejo awon kole etan oye odede nibadi. To say that one more time. Ile awon ogbaun odede awon ogbalejo awon kole etan oye odede nibadi. What does that translate to in English?
It says the tortoise's house is not large enough for it. The tortoise's porch is not large enough to receive visitors. The tortoise built its house and that's a porch at the rear. So basically what this means is that the miser never has enough to share with others.
Okay. So I mean I love this proverb because it's one of those proverbs that have some very rich play on words going on here.
Yeah.
And so when they say how as a Yoruba word could mean either of two things. How is the word that is generally used for stingy people on the one hand, but how is also the contracted form of alabaun, which is a name for tortoise. And of course, in very many folk tales in the Yoruba oral tradition, the tortoise is always portrayed as a corny and stingy creature. And this proverb is saying, even if you look at the structure, the physical morphology of a tortoise, what you would see is obviously an animal that has, you know, a shell on its back. And this proverb is taking that shell to be the tortoise's house. It's saying that in quote unquote building this shell, which is the house for this tortoise, tortoise could not even afford to build a house that will be large enough to house the tortoise. There's just that sense of this shell is not big enough to totally hide the tortoise, let alone to be big enough for the tortoise to share it with a visitor. So if the tortoise were to have a visitor, the two of them cannot stay together in the same shell because it's barely even enough, as it were, for the tortoise itself. And of course, if you would have a visitor, it would be expected that you entertain your visitor on the perch. But in this case, as it were, the tortoise has got no rooms left in its shell.
Just at the rear.
That it has to just at the rear. Just at the overhang of the shell at the back, just above its tail, there's something of a little bit of an extra space. And that should make for a perch. And so if you are coming as a visitor to visit the tortoise, that is all there is for the tortoise to share with you. How beautiful an imagery, how rich and profound an imagery that is. And so the proverb is saying, the tortoise's house is not large enough for it. The tortoise's perch is not large enough to receive visitors. Therefore, the tortoise built its house and had a perch at the rear. Again, all symbolizing the fact that the miserly person, the stingy person, never has enough to share with others.
Yeah.
What's the biblical tangent that comes to mind when you hear that, Anna?
Before I say the biblical, I'll just say to everyone out there who has been called stingy, I think it's okay.
Okay.
To be called that. But I think what the problem is if you choose to remain like that.
Oh, I see. Say,
for example, everyone knows you don't give, you just want to get and get and get and get. And because you're known for it, you would then say to yourself, since I'm known not to be a giver, I might as well just stop or not do anything at all. There's still grace. I think that is what this proverb is coming out to say. If the tortoise as it is, if in its physical makeup can still put a porch at the rear of his thingy, that means you can also try. So this week, take a step out of your comfort to reach out to someone. Be led by God. Choose to give, even when it pinches you. Even when you think they might throw it back at your face, or even if you have 100, you can only give half of a percent. Just do, and then see how God would help you to be more open. We don't lose things when we give. We gain them back in multiple folds.
Absolutely.
It might not come back in the immediate moment that you gave it, but it will definitely come back.
Wow.
Proverbs 28 verse 25, it says, "He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered." So this is your anchor scripture. This is not just for people that have been called stingy or miserly. Even some people that are generous, but they've done their generosity to the point of almost bankrupting themselves. This is also to you. If you trust in the Lord, you will be prospered. So be led by God. Let your giving be led by Him. That is where you won't come to ruin. Because I know I have had a friend who was stingy then in school, and her only fear is that when she gives people her things, they might not take care of it the way she wants. So she gives you a gift, and she wants to specify how you need to take care of it. But when she sees it on you, she'd be like arranging you and arranging the thing on you. I'm thinking, it's mine now. So they're that way. They don't want to release things to people because the fear of people messing it up and things. But it's not for us to think. It's for us to give and let the gift go. Like let it have cut the strings. Let it have a new life wherever it is going. And then focus on another thing. And I'm praying that God will give us the grace.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Obviously, I mean, the scripture is filled with repeatedly reiterating that principle. I'm thinking of the scripture, for instance, that says, "Cast your bread over many waters, you will find them again after many days." Or Proverbs 11:24 and 25, that says, "There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds, who is stingy. He withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty." Then it goes on to say, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." And so, bringing it back to the Yoruba proverb we started with, I think the point is, don't be a tortoise. But then I'm wondering, what kind of animal can we say be like? An animal that has a perch for visitors. And the example that came to mind is a kangaroo, who doesn't actually have a perch but has a pouch in which it can carry its young. And again, this is not even just a visitor, but there is something in its body where its baby can actually hide comfortably, and you know, there is room for more than one in that sense. So don't be a tortoise. Be a kangaroo. Don't be miserly. Don't be stingy. Be liberal. Be generous. Be ready and willing to give. And the mysterious principle that works in this regard is the fact that in scattering, in giving, in generosity, the more you are letting go, you are actually still going to be increasing in wealth. That's what the proverb is saying. There's one who scatters yet increases more. There is one who withholds more than is right. So withholding is not the problem. There is the need to withhold, but you know it when you're withholding, when you're hoarding is more than is right. It's no longer an issue of I'm trying to have a saving culture. It's now transcending to something else.
And the thing with it, sorry.
Yeah.
The thing that savings actually brings is there's always a fear of you would lose it. Have you ever had that? I've heard of people that they will save so much money in their account and it will make them super suspicious to the point that they might end up losing the money. I know there's the wisdom in being cautious with the things you've been storing up.
Yeah.
But when it comes to releasing them, let it come with no strife. But if you make your savings your God, then it will become a problem. So God help us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's our proverb for this week. I'll take it again. It's indeed a mouthful, but I love it. I love it. Ile awon ogba awon odede awon ogba lejo. Awon kole etan oyo odede ni badi. And so till next time when we see, Don't be stingy, be generous. And in doing that, actually, that's one of the, you know, highlights or indices of being an Omoluabi. So till when next we come across your way again, please remain an
Omoluabi.
God bless you.
Bye for now.
Bye.